Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
Good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't extend you with the knowledge.
You walking on slow? Let's get the hard stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special. Real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
You left me.
Lucky enough to be independent the whole way through, which has made me, I guess, very direct, which some people mistake as arrogant. I don't think my approach on business is what the average person would advise. Like most, I hear people say, never put up your own money. And I'm saying, put your own money up. Work harder than everyone. Be patient. And just know that if you're going to do something on your own, you're going to have to feel some pain. So like a Vampire Life, you know, we've had a certain amount of success in a very short period of time. And I'm like the little Jewish guy behind it. You know what I mean? Like before, there's always someone from another culture that's behind it, funding it. And in Harlem, your whole thing is not to get hit by work. You want to be the connect. You want to put your own dough up. You want to buy your work. And if you fuck it up, you fuck it up. But when you get that, you can pay it and do what you need to do. If you can name someone in the urban business or an urban brand that's owned by an urban person, not to say a person's getting paid a percentage or sweat equity because they're the ambassador or the face of the brand, but are they doing the P&L? Are they doing the production? Are they doing the sales? Are they making sure the bills are paid? Are they paying the staff even if the sales didn't ship? The difference with me is I can do all these things because I'm the one that puts up the money. If I feel like making a motor oil, I can make a motor oil. Or if I want to make a liquor, I can make a liquor. Just because I'm a cut out the connect, I know how to get it developed, I know how to get it manufactured, I know how to produce it, I know how to have it distributed, I know what sales, you know, I know the game. When my children, you know, look and ask about what I do, they know I'm the boss. They know I put up my own dough. They could care less what they read in the paper. They see it every day, and their quality of living is never compromised. They know that there's no other man that could walk in the room that's going to make me bow down or talk with a different tone or be extra nice to. And that's what I watch all of these so-called men do. You know, they claim they're bosses and they have these things, but someone else is paying for it. And when that someone else from another culture walks in the room, you know, I see voices change and demeanors change. And it's just disgusting. I don't even want to bring up names because I wouldn't even want to do that to people that other people look up to. That they think are strong, you know, and you see how weak they are when some little white man walks in the room that can cut them a check. It's disgusting. Have you ever watched a James Bond movie where it doesn't look like he's losing at some point and then he wins? Or Batman or Iron Man or any superhero? There has to be some diversity for you to, you know, overcome to win. You know, you can't be a champ unless you, you know, are in a place where you look like you're going to lose and then you win. The pain that's going to come with being independent, you have to embrace it because it's going to happen. And also know that the more successful you get, the more problems you're going to have, the more knots you're going to have to untie. Being a boss does not mean smooth sailing. It means having the ability to care about other people before yourself and to untie problems, untie knots. That's all it is. It's not business if there's not problems. There's nothing good without struggle. It just doesn't happen. In all my experiences, there hasn't been one thing that's been successful without me feeling some pain before it was successful. So now when there is pain, I embrace it. You know, I've been embracing it. I'm a G about it because I know that must mean that if I'm cool, that, you know, what awaits me. It's the darkest before the dawn. I don't want to like sound corny, but that's really what, that's what has to happen. What I learned in my experience in the corporate world and with Rockefeller was, if I want to be truly happy, I got to put up the money. Because whoever puts up the money is the boss. And that's that. It doesn't matter if someone gave someone a lot of money to watch. That's not a boss. That's a supervisor. And that supervisor usually thinks he's a boss and projects as a boss and will piss someone else off that's putting up the money. So a lot of my frustration would come from the fact that everyone that was speaking, none of them put up the dough. And we put up our own money. We were partners. We had a 50-50 venture. So in that environment, it would frustrate me. It'd be like being at a dice game and someone else speaking on your money. Because usually in corporate, no one's putting up the money. It's public and there's a board and, you know, there's a bunch. No one person that's making decisions is using their own dough. I can't talk to people or be nice to people that I don't respect that aren't putting up the money. After selling my interest in Rockwear so that I can put the money into what I wanted to put it into, which was Rachel Roy and other fashion things and magazines and all that stuff. My life became a lot easier because I never had to argue with anybody again because I was the boss, and I still am. A boss doesn't get told what to do. A boss might get advice from an OG, advice, but you're not being told what to do. My dream is to be completely independent, be able to direct, be able to design and make clothes as I want, and to be able to cook for my children and cook well. You know, I'm the kind of person that considers himself a wild animal because I eat the food I kill. That's how I eat. No one's giving me nothing. I'm not eating that day unless I kill that. So when I'm around other people that I consider tame because they have the security of a job and they have a leash, I'm looking at them like they're tame. I'm a wild animal and you're not. Who's gonna be the cooler person in the room?
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Something ain't right when we talking. Something ain't right when we talking. Look like you hiding your problems. Really, you never was solid. No, you can't sun me. You won't ever get to run me. Just when shit look out of reach, I reach back like 1-3, like 1-3. Yeah. That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I just tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Yeah. Straight up to my face, tryna play it safe. Vibes just like night and day. I could see it like right away. I came up, you changed up. I caught that whole play. Since then, it's never been the same. That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Sir, is it true you were a crack cocaine dealer for 7 years? I plead the fifth.
Sir, will you tell us about the cartels you dealt with in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
No, but I can tell you that I plead the fifth.
Exactly how much money did you earn in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
There are so many amendments in the Constitution of the United States of America. I can only choose one. I can only choose one. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. Five, one, two, three, four, fifth. Anything you say, fifth. Go ahead, ask me a question.
Did you?
Fifth. I have a secret document that I think you need to say.
That would be all, sir. Good afternoon.
I got your sentence reduced to a month, but...
Oh!
Your niggas need spent, nigga, that me, I'm the plug. Weed, you need debt, nigga, that me, I'm the plug. Dope, coke, crack, nigga, that me, I'm the plug. Holler when you need it, my price, you can't beat it.
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
Wait till I get my money right. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'd be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. The whole much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he gets the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosby's, I ain't go to hell, man. I guess the money should've changed them. I guess I should've forgot where I came from. Wait till I get my money right. La, 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 la. And you can't tell me
Hindsight Radio.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. What's going on? You know, I'm really on vacation. I ain't really supposed to be on today. But, you know, I was like, man, I always get on New Year's and say something, talk to the people. So let me get on and say something. But, yeah, I'm going on vacation with my family. I'm on. You know what I mean? But, hey, a happy fiscal new year to y'all. It's the new year of the corporations. Hope y'all had a great fiscal new year's. We did our annual new year's ritual. It was off the chain. It was dope. It was really packed. You know what I mean? Everyone enjoyed themselves. Everyone did the ritual. It was popping. It was two brothers there that got their nationality. They two brothers that are real Moors. So we moving ahead. A lot of people already got their stuff advertised in the newspaper, and waiting for that to get the what's the name, and then they're putting it into the court, and they automatically get their sign off. So we're moving along. We're really doing this shit, man. I hope y'all are noticing the success and all that. So it's crazy. But with that being said, I noticed there's a lot of people now, they getting on that bandwagon. You know what I mean? I was on Facebook, check my Facebook. I wanted to see if people had put pictures up from the ritual, because, you know, I didn't get a chance to do no pictures. Especially, I wasn't able to do pictures or go Facebook Live, because, you know, we shut all that down on our phones. So I wasn't able to do it myself. So I get up on Facebook, and it's this person, Jay Carl. Now, this a white boy. He ain't nowhere near into nationality. Now, he's talking about this is how he tried to get around. You know, they be listening. This is how he tried to get around it. He said the birth certificate is the 14th Amendment, and it's causing the problem. And hold on. Let me just read it to you. Here it goes. How to quit U.S. citizenship. U.S. citizenship is easy to quit. You see, you're a 14th Amendment federal U.S. citizen via your birth certificate. No B.C. equals no U.S. citizenship. And the B.C. is an irrevocable trust. So if you want to revoke it, then it's not easy, and you have to follow federal law in order to do that. But it's fraud. It's presumed that you were born under the European federal government, but that is a lie. Federal government only has territorial jurisdiction over District of Columbia and territories. So you can simply kill the birth certificate by asserting that you were born in a state of the union, such as California. Boom. The BC is dead. All you have to do is claim it is a mistake or fraud. And no BC equals no U.S. citizenship. Now, see, like I say, he's trying to take a takeoff of our shit. But the truth is, you can't kill the BC that way. The only way to stop you being a U.S. citizen, they got it written in law. You're going to have to expatriate or renunciate. But let's go on. I'm going to finish reading this shit. It says, like I said, the emperor has no clothes, authority. Today's democracy is corporate, and the BC is a contract that you got a contract that got you into it. kill that and there's no contract. Without the corporate state has no authority over you. You'll just have to do without government benefits and privileges, but that won't be that hard if you got Bitcoin. Bullshit. Like, Bitcoin ain't the same as Federal Reserve notes controlled by secret bankers and all that. No one knows who owns Bitcoin. No one knows who controls Bitcoin. But I digress. I did a show on that already. And without the BC and with Bitcoin, you're back in the de jure republic, protected by the organic, not corporate, USA state constitution, and one of the sovereign people. BTW, as you can see above, the birth certificates are registered with the Department of Commerce. Do you know why? Because the BCU entered a private limited liability society, aka a democracy, and so are engaging in commerce. You do know that the U.S. Constitution says that no state shall pass any law impairing obligations or contracts, right? And that means that neither the state nor the federal government can relieve a debtor of its obligation to pay a debt. Why the state can't is obvious from Article 1 Clause, and the federal government can't because of federal government is a foreign corporation with respect to the state. I mean, how could a foreign corporation relieve you of a debt obligation via bankruptcy if it is a foreign to the state that you live in? The reason it now can is because you signed up in their limited liability society via the birth certificate, which is voluntary and makes you a 14th Amendment federal citizen. No BC equals no federal U.S. citizenship and no bankruptcy privilege. Now, see, you know, I'm the one who broke that shit down. Like, you got to get rid of that U.S. citizenship and the BC is the U.S. But now, like I said, people are going to come out and say the same thing. And they're going to try to show you a different way of trying to get rid of this 14th Amendment U.S. citizenship. And they're going to show you a way that won't work. They're going to show you a way that came out of their head. They're going to show you a way that they made up. They're going to show you a way where there's no law supporting the way that they're trying to do it. I warned y'all this was going to happen. And the sad part is, this guy and other people are going to lead mad people away from the truth of what I've shown you with the actual laws. Y'all better be on, y'all better study hard and study long and study strong to show thyself approved, because these people are out here to sway you and stop you. It's up to you. I don't give a fuck. It's up to you. The choice is yours. But let me keep on reading. No BC equals no federal U.S. citizenship, no bankruptcy privilege, full protection from Article 1 of the National U.S. Constitution, which forbids the states to interfere with the right to contract, and which excludes the federal government from doing so as well. It also means that the state is no longer a third party in all sale transactions, so it can't tax them or regulate the property bought, such as drugs and guns. Did you know that back in the Republic before 1913, there were no gun and drug laws? Also, before 1921, the records of births and names of children were entered into family Bibles, as were the records of marriages and deaths. These records were readily accepted by both family and the law as official records. But since 1921, the American people have a law requiring it. The state tells you that registering your child's birth through the birth certificate serves as proof that he or she was born to the United States, therefore making him or her a United States citizen. What they don't tell you is that the United States means federal government, which is a foreign corporation with respect to the state, whose territorial jurisdiction is limited to the District of Columbia and territories. Now, do you see why I call U.S. citizens as a corporate citizen and democracy as a corporate matrix? So, you know, this is what he did. He mixed a lot of truth with lies. See, the background information he's giving you is true. the actual procedure is bullshit. The procedure is wrong. Yeah, y'all can go to his page. It's Jaro Cole, J-A-R-O-K-O-L-E. He got a picture of a Lamborghini up there, but he don't even have a Lamborghini. Just another way to get y'all into shit. But what y'all think about that, man? While we steadily getting remedy and doing real shit, motherfuckers is already trying to steer y'all off the course and working hard at doing it. So with that being said, I'm going to open up the call lines, talk to y'all a little bit. This is going to be a short-ass show because I'm really on damn vacation, but I'm a workaholic and don't know how to take my time off. I'm going to 336-521. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yo, peace to the God, yo.
What up, God?
It's good with you, baby. Happy New Year's.
Oh,
Happy
man. Thank you.
Yeah, man. I'm going to keep it short and sweet, man. I've been following you out and talked to you a few times, you know, on the show or whatever, but I'm in the process of doing this birth certificate thing, you know what I'm saying? And
okay.
I found that I have a certificate of live birth from the county that has the ridges and everything stamped in it, you know what I'm saying?
Let me stop you for a second, if you don't mind. It doesn't matter if you get a birth certificate from anywhere, whether it's a certificate of live birth or birth certificate. They changed all those rules. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So now, if you authenticate any of them, you're good to go. It doesn't matter if it's a live or a birth certificate.
Okay, so I get to go to the county and get the joint and then start up from there, right?
Yep. You can get it from vital statistics. It don't even matter.
Okay. And I've been doing some reading about the nationality part.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of those brothers, you know, I heard you say on a couple shows ago that you have to learn to be a Christian, you have to learn to be a Muslim, you have to learn to be a Hebrew, I mean, an Israelite.
I did all of that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, am I getting into all this? I came in being under the Moorish science system,
right?
You know, so I did all that stuff that way, right? So now I've been listening to the show and I've been asking my ancestors for clarity on what's going on, and a couple of things was revealed to me through listening to the show, and one was the Tillman speech in 1902 or something like that on the
right.
Senate when he said
yes.
that we took over the government in 1876 and we didn't fully disenfranchise the Negro until 1895. And I got to looking at that, and then I stumbled across a letter about exportation. It was the 59th Congress second session. The letter of the
right.
Congress that was talking about nationality, and it was talking about that. It said
we teach you all of that in our seminar on nationality. We give you nothing but congressional records, give you the laws
mm-hmm.
on how to do it. See, now,
when
the Moorish Science Temple came out and they showed people how to change their name, what the problem is you changed your name, but you never changed your nationality. See, they formally changed their name, but they didn't formally change the nationality. They didn't say, I don't want to be 14th Amendment. I want to go back to Morocco. You feel me? That's what was wrong with the process. That's it. So why put that much effort into changing your name without changing the nationality? Because after all, aren't we supposed to be getting rid of the Negro, black, and colored off of our birth certificates? So we won't be U.S. citizens. That's how you lose your Moroccan citizenship. According to that same resolution, 875, it tells you only lose your Moroccan citizenship when you become a citizen of one of its protectorates.
You know what I mean?
That has a treaty, with Barack.
That's my whole thing is, I'm here to do what Nobu Ali said. The new Moors would come with their eyes wide open and make the old Moors take a back seat. But you got to understand, the old Moors don't want to take a back seat. They don't like what I'm showing y'all. You know what I mean? They really don't.
They ain't gotta like
what
it. They ain't gotta like it.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what they
like.
Tell you the truth.
Yeah, they ain't gotta like
really
it, baby. It's to the point, man. I listen to a lot of cats. I got a couple more brothers, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple more brothers that's you know, they deep off in the certain people that's in their society. And I just be asking them little simple questions and showing them little simple
stuff. Show them the facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they be
you
getting mad.
You know, you busting them up
with
that, right?
Yeah, because I just try to tell them, man. I was like, look, man, like, I had to come to a realization myself. And it was through, you know what I'm saying, one of my other homeboys, he's like my brother, who you know, he always questioned me. And that what made me start questioning. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Right,
but
right.
I be trying to tell them. I'm like, look, man.
Stay away from me like I'm the plague. They don't want y'all coming nowhere near my info.
Man, listen, I done took your info. Like I said, just off of, I know the D Brothers, they own something. You feel me? But like you say, they listen to something at the same time. And I know for personal fact, see, I've used their information and I've won court cases before. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, looking at it now, looking in hindsight, I'm like, God, the only reason I won that shit because I caught the judicial system off guard with what I was doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because after me, it was cats who went through after me, and they didn't have the same outcome that I had. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I know,
right.
Like I say, the information is real. It's just they're not going through the proper process. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly what I'm saying.
My
whole thing is like this, bro. And I try to tell people this all the time. Is, listen, I can't keep on doing the same thing expecting a different result. You know what I mean? If it worked for me, it's supposed to work for everyone if it's the correct thing. Right? So, boom, if I did it and I can't get it to work for no one else, I'm like, yo, that was lucky. That wasn't real info. You know what I mean? So, a lot of people really, thank you, sweetie, a lot of people really got to look at it that way. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, they let us win. So, we go brag to everyone, we won, right? And everyone, so that they can make money off of all the people that's going to fail.
Yeah.
Right, like back in the days, I remember niggas was going to court, Moors was going in court and saying, yo, I'm not in your jurisdiction, I'm a Moor, right? And I knew people that won when they were doing that in the beginning. Now, we already know, it's up on YouTube, Moors in court. That tactic ain't going to work. That ain't going to work no more. You know what I mean?
Nope.
You know. And
this is the ID
card and talking about you have the right to travel, that ain't gonna work no more. You know what I mean? So my whole thing is like, yo, when shit switches up, we gotta try something new. And my whole thing is, a lot of them don't wanna. They be like, yo, that's the white man's law. I'm like, as a Moor, I'm saying, yo, y'all should know y'all's history. All law was made by ancestors. It wasn't made by
that too, and like you say, if you just go back to the Benjamin Pitchfork Tillman speech on the House floor,
it's like
when I heard that and I went back and I pulled it up, I was like, oh man, like I sent it to like 10 people, like 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm sending people text messages like, yo, look at this, and I was like, yo, it tell it all, like
It tells you what they did to stop us from being Moors, and it tells us how to get out of it, to fix it.
Yep. So on
you
this question, I want
you
to
the
show,
certificate.
I know
you got to get rid of the 14th Amendment.
Right. So let me ask you a question. After you do your birth certificate, right? Because it's like me and a couple of my homeboys, we in it together. I just got through tonight. You feel me? So after you do the birth certificate, you do the DBA or the 660's name.
Yup. Now the reason why you're doing that, I gotta tell you the reason why you're doing all of that. That is the commerce side. Let me explain what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Boom, that is the straw man, right? And you're getting permission to own that straw man's business because you're about to sever that straw man from the United States. If you don't sever it first before you do your nationality where you're outside of the United States with your new name, how would you transfer it? How would you take those securities with you?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So you actually give it to the new name before you come out.
Okay, so first, select the birth certificate, fictitious name, which is 98EIN, select your foreign source, correct? Your foreign source.
Uh-huh, get the 9A, get the estate. When you get the estate, start putting all your bills and all that in the estate. I tell you, you see, when you get the DBA, you're going to get the DBA. You're going to do the estate, and my DBA went like this. Jonah John Scott Estate doing business as Jonah John Scott. Now you
Please,
get it. So now, when I went down to the light company and they thought it was a straw man, but it wasn't. It's under a private estate EIN. You know what I mean? This is how I went private and took everything out of that social. And I was able to use the same damn ID I always use because I did the DBA for the estate.
So once you get DBA, you own that bitch. It's yours.
Right.
So it don't matter what business you do.
So the truth is, all the business you're doing is you're doing it in the name of the estate, but no one knows it because you using the same damn name you've always used. Growing up, you know what I mean? Like I got mad CPN credit cards in the name Jonah John Scott. Now, when someone sees my credit card, if I give them the one for Jonah John Scott, they think that's a straw man's credit card. But no, that's a business credit card, and it's business credit.
Right.
It's not no social connected to it. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. I got you. I'm just trying to clear
now, remember
out,
what
like
Noble Jouali said. Noble Jouali said, get a new name and do business in a new name. That's what we're going to do. Like my other credit cards, all of them is in Jonah John Beck. You know what I mean? Through the CPN technology. You all right?
CPN. Okay, that's on down the road. I'm just trying to knock these first little couple steps out. Make sure I'm clear on them. Because like this week right here, I'm in motion. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, bam, you get your EIN, your foreign estate, you move everything into your foreign estate.
Yep.
Now, once you do that, you do your 9UCC and your affidavit of ownership and all that?
Yeah. As soon as you get your authentication done, you're going to come back and do your affidavit of ownership and connect it to the authenticated birth certificate. But when you're doing your 9UCC, I try to do everything before I do the non-UCC so I don't have to add to the non-UCC. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
But what I do is I'll go do the injunction. I'll go do my car trust because I like to get everything in trust. Don't own nothing. You know the expression. You heard it before. Own nothing. Control everything. And once I got all that done, I would do the non-UCC. Because the non-UCC is the last step where you're saying, I give everything of the straw man to my new name, Jonah John Beck.
Gotcha. Now, let me ask you a question on the injunction, right? Because I'm in study. I'm in North Carolina. Hello?
Yeah, my bad.
Hello? Oh, that's all good, baby.
I'm here.
I'm in North Carolina, and I was, I listened. I got the show downloaded on my phone, and when I'm at work, I got the wireless earbuds. So I just listen to your show all day at work, 10 to 12 hours a day.
No I'm doubt. Just no doubt.
You feel me?
No doubt.
You feel me? So
yes.
You know what I'm saying? So I pulled it up, right? So you say anyone before 1933, right? So in North Carolina, mm-hmm. they had the 1868 Black and Tan Constitution.
That's fine.
Okay, I was just wondering. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got the three. You got an 1838, 1868, and you got the 1871.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I tell people to go pull up the one that's closest to 1933, but not it doesn't go beyond 1933.
Okay. And basically, all you do is go through that and add which has been violated in the past.
Yep. You know what's going on. Hi, brother. It's been wonderful talking
to
you.
To the gods,
keep up
man.
Studying,
to
man.
The gods, man. Hey, yeah, man. Hey, I'm gonna be
there. What you were saying?
I said I'm gonna be hitting you up. I'm on Facebook, Notland Bay. You just added me Friday. On Facebook, but I'm gonna hit you up to get a consultations or whatever. You feel me? So we're gonna rock out.
That's what's
peace
up,
to the gods, baby.
Peace to the gods. Another good brother, man. Newmore. That's a Newmore right there, man. Y'all better recognize. I'm going 240320. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, great. You know, I got all that good energy from, you know, us doing our magic yesterday while them Illuminati motherfuckers was doing their magic. We counteracted it with, you know, the ritual, you know. So before
right.
we go into what you want to talk, I mean, what you think about this dude trying to steer y'all away from doing it correctly? He telling you just to do an affidavit.
I mean, it's when I look at everybody else compared to you and everything you guys are doing, you, Akeem, and Joey, because you guys are showing the law, and the law states what you have to do. So it just stops right there. The conversation is over. Why try to go off someone else saying that, yeah, you can do this, this, and this, and take a shortcut? Like Joey said, if you take a shortcut, you're liable to get cut short.
Yup. True story.
So, I mean, it's just... You got to have evidence to back up what you're doing, because when you go on the court, that's just legal argument. If you don't have any evidence.
That's all that is, hearsay. Hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even know why these people keep on trying to, you know. And then you had the nerve to put that on my page? Like, nigga, I said block that so no one can see that. You know what I mean? Like, they go.
Right. They got you chopping up a little bit.
Agent, but I am saying that's an agent move.
Right. And they try and bring that negative energy into 2018, too.
Yes.
So I wasn't fully sure. I was talking with Akeem L. Jr. on Friday
mm-hmm.
about the ritual, because I at least tried the basis of it, getting
all
the brown paper back
right
down.
All you had to do is ritual. You do what you felt was needed for your ancestors, and it's good. You know what I mean? You let your ancestors tell you what to do, and it's good, man. Remember, go back to the Bible. It'll tell you it's your intention. It's not what you actually do.
Mm.
See, that's what we were doing before there was religions. We did what our insides told us what to do, right? Then what they did was they dogma did. It's called dogma. That means you got to do it this way. You got to turn around three times, click your heels, and da-da-da. Next thing you know, we got religion. That's how religion came about. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We're not trying to create no religion. We're just trying to get you to show respect to your ancestors and put out what you want to happen in your life. You visualize it, and boom, it starts becoming reality, because that's how this world works. I don't want y'all to get caught up with, you got to do it a certain way. We got to do shit a certain way in law. But when it comes to spirituality, we don't have to do that.
Right. Yeah, I definitely understand that, because I've been talking to mentors, and they say if you visualize it, it's just bringing that energy into this
right.
spiritual world and seeing it through.
Yeah, I'm only trying to get y'all to move from the subconscious to the conscious. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Take your thoughts from your subconscious to your conscious and make it a plan by visualizing it, and guess what? It comes to reality. Some people it comes quicker, some people it comes slower. It depends on how much you can concentrate, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, you don't have to do the same ritual as me. You do, oh, the fact that you're doing a ritual is enough.
Right, yeah. I definitely had to try it out because I was like, I'm starting to see more. I've talked to a lot of people about this information, especially family, mother and father. They at first weren't really accepting of it and receptive, but now it's like they're starting to come around. I've been talking to them about the 9-8 number at your state. I showed them all that stuff. I don't know if you remember, but I was telling you how I started hearing your information back in this September of 2017, and already I'm doing all this stuff, and they're seeing how fast I'm moving, so they have no choice but to kind of like, okay, I'm starting to see more and more what you're doing, so now I'm being a little bit more receptive. So I had a question
man.
I had a question on the estate. So I'm actually trying to get cell phone service in the estate name, but they said something about running credit. Would I have to get the CPN done before I could do that, or how would that work? Or just do it in the straw man name?
I'm sorry again. Say it one more time.
It's fine. I was trying to get cell phone service, and I was trying to see the best way of doing that because I just got the estate
I would get my CPN, I would activate that credit, work on getting that credit, and get the phone that way. But I don't know if you have time to do that. If you don't have the time, then you might have to do it in the straw man's name, and then later on get rid of that phone and put it in the CPN. It's all up to you.
Okay. Would you suggest being able to accord the satisfaction the bill like on the first payment, or should I wait a little bit if I should do it at all?
Accord and satisfaction is dope, God. You should always do it, but you have to at least allow the bill to become a public debt. Now, let's say I would not do that for a cell phone bill. Let me tell you why. What they're going to do is they'll let it be zeroed out, but they're going to cut off your service. They ain't going to continue doing business with you. You don't want to use discharge on a reoccurring bill that you need. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't do it for my light bill. Your ass would be sitting in the dark.
Okay. That makes sense. So I had another question I was talking about, too, with Akeem on Friday. Have you ever heard of anybody saying that they told them that they had to pay tax on the non-UCC?
Hell no.
Because what they're telling me is that I have to pay 6% tax on the lien itself.
Hell no. They're trying to stop you. Let me ask you a question. Let's be frank.
Okay.
How the fuck you gonna be paying taxes on money you never received?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You only pay taxes on what they call income. Income is when you made a profit on something that you invested. Like, you don't even pay taxes on a loan. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
They going smoke
so
in
how
your
do
ass
I get
talking about. Go ahead.
I was going to say, how do I prove them? Because it was just a woman, like you say all the time, they're just doing what they've been told to do.
Take the path of least resistance and take it somewhere else. Do it somewhere else. You can file that non-UCC anywhere.
Okay.
You try sending it to Lamar County, Georgia.
Oh, I didn't know you could send it out of state.
You can send it anywhere. You can get it done anywhere.
Okay.
You can do it anywhere.
All right, well,
and then once it's done, you take it and put it on a regular UCC in your state, wherever you want it to be
more effective. You feel me? Like, I did mine right here in Georgia, and then I did the regular UCC in New York, because that's where the straw man was from.
Right.
All right.
All right. Well, I know it's a short call, so I don't want to take up too much time. So I appreciate everything. Peace to God.
No doubt. All right, I'm going to 718-749. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Happy New Year, Jody B.
Thank you, my brother. Happy New Year to
you,
too.
You, man, I'm mad I missed that damn ritual, man. Man, I missed that, John.
You know niggas is niggas, man. They all was up. I was at a restaurant while they was all in the room doing the ritual. Them niggas drank up all my motherfucking Doucet. Two bottles, man. Everyone left there drunk as fuck. I'm like, damn, niggas, y'all couldn't wait for me to get there to drink with you?
Damn, niggas did you dirty, son. That's why you gotta always keep a bottle in the tuck, bro. Always keep a bottle in the tuck, you know what I mean? Word up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I need to learn from my past mistakes, you know. But, yo, this year they saved me some cigars, you know. Last year they did that to me with the cigars.
It ain't one thing is another, man. Ain't that some shit, man? Did y'all, I think it was Akeem, though, who posted a ritual, like a ways you can do it yourself, being that you couldn't make it.
Yeah, he did.
All right, that's the best. I'm going to check that out. I wanted to get on first to see if you was going to get on. And then I'm going to check that joint out right after. I hit you on the book. All right.
You don't need to give everyone like I said, y'all don't have to do it like us. Y'all just do it. It's good enough just to do it.
Okay, that's cool. I've been trying to add you on Facebook too, God. I ain't been getting through.
I said the best way to get me on Facebook, you hit me up in Messenger, and I'll pull your name up and get you.
Yeah, you read my shit, bro. I don't know if you thought I was an agent.
I didn't add you? Yeah, I probably did. Send me a messenger again. A lot of people's, you know, the whole thing is Facebook friends, right? Niggas got Facebook shit that don't tell me nothing about them. It look agent-like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm hip though.
Yeah, you got one picture or you got a picture up there that ain't you, and I don't know shit about you. Yeah, I normally pass on them shits.
Yeah, I just got my little music cover on there, so it probably look a little funny, but there's a bunch of pictures of me, God.
That's the type of shit I pass on.
All right, well I'm about to message you right now, the 718-749 number, so you know it's me, God.
All right,
but I was gonna ask you too. You doing the show on the DBA? Show us how to fill it out.
You know what? You know what? See, the problem is each state has a different way of doing it. But I'll put together a show on it to give y'all just an overview. Yeah.
All right, that's cool, because I'm in VA, and they got the form called CC-1050, Certificate of Assumed or Fictitious Name. That is the correct form, right?
I don't know. I'm not from there.
Is it called that, though, Certificate of Assumed or Fictitious Name, or supposed to be called something else? Or is it
called something else? They call it that, too. They call it that. They call it doing business as. Yo, that's what I'm saying, why I don't like doing. I never did it. A show on it and all that, because they all so fucking different.
Right. No, I dig it, though. I wanted to ask you about something. Oh, yeah, the affidavit of ownership y'all was talking about. Now, you can do that yourself. I did mine myself, I was told, and then
the affidavit of ownership.
Just took it to the county.
Affidavit of ownership, all you got to do is get it notarized and then go to the county and get the notary's authentication to prove that she's a real notary. Stop. Stop right there. You good. Now connect it to the birth.
Okay, because a courthouse clerk did mine for me.
A courthouse clerk did mine for me.
A courthouse clerk?
Mm-hmm.
She did mine for me. So where do I go to get hers authenticated?
Right there in that courthouse.
If she already did mine, my shit should be good.
There too. Her proof of good standing gotta be there.
Okay. Alright. So that's cool then. I've been notarized by her.
Yeah. Go right back into that courthouse and ask her, where can I get your authentication at? Make sure you're in good standing. And she'll tell you.
Okay. All right, that's
peace
cool.
To God.
That's cool.
All right, we going to one more call. This is my last call of night. I'm getting the fuck up out of here. 619. Whoa, they drop. Okay. 619-946. Peace to the God. Peace.
Damn, always get lucky, bro. Peace to the God, Jonah. Peace to the God.
What up, God?
Man.
You got lucky.
Yo, everybody hogging the goddamn phone line, but peace to everybody calling in, though. No doubt. Happy physical new year, for whatever that means. I'm waiting until March 22nd, you know, for the real new year. I'm going to do the ritual.
Yeah. We do a reaffirmation on the real new year's, on what we manifest. See, one is for the fiscal. One is for commerce. Mm-hmm. The one we just did is for commerce. The one, in March is for your life, for real. That's the real joint.
Real talk. And I was born in March anyway, so it works out.
Me too, man. I'm born on that day. You know, we do the ritual.
Word. That's what's up. I want to ask two questions. I was just talking to my brother. We just actually got a couple of non-8s. Got the EIM thing popping. Everybody need to be on that 2018. Y'all didn't see that tax code. Y'all need to get up on that business suggestion. But, I was asking about registered agents. How would I set up? I was thinking about making somebody else a registered agent. How does that work? Does it have to be filed on the county, or can you just pretty much have somebody's address?
You talking about registered agent for what? I mean, you only have registered agents for LLCs. You have it for C-Corps.
I'm going to give you an example, right? I got it. I created EIN with my 9-8, right? It's a corporation, right? And I want to have all the paperwork for the corporation go to a certain person. Now, would they be considered
right.
a registered
You're talking
agent?
LLC?
And how would I connect them to that?
That's an LLC?
I have an LLC and I have a corporation. But I was talking about the corporation.
Right. So
but
you want to do it for the LLC or do you want to do it for the corporation?
I want to do it for the corporation.
Okay, easy. Okay. When you go do your annual registration, pay your taxes for that C-Corp, the person, it's a form that's down there, but the person that you put down, you just, the one who pays the bill will be your registered agent. Or you fill out the paperwork that says registered agent and put the name in the address of where he is, and that's how it happens. And they put it into their records that that's the registered agent.
Or it's different.
Yep, it's identical. It's identical.
Got you. Now, last question. I'm about to go into court tomorrow morning with this traffic paperwork, man. I put in my 5.1. I put in the DBA. I put in, I didn't tell you, Jonah, my injunction I put in 2 years ago, I got a copy back that was filed by the Supreme Court of Florida, and they stamped
okay.
it filed. I never met,
yeah,
I'll never tell you
people,
that.
But, I've seen people that
okay.
had that.
That was kind of fly. So I put a copy of that on the record, you know what I mean, the whole injunction. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I went over your video. You had the 5.1 in the old the injunction video. If everybody was you know, had that video, and then I styled my whole thing, did a constitutional challenge, everything. So I filed it, got certified copy. So the judge should be looking at it in the morning. So everybody telling me when I go in there, they might dismiss it, but we're going to see. So I got an affidavit so I can record it. So hopefully I can get it recorded, man. And then I could
you put in the affidavit ahead of time, right?
Yeah, but the rules is kind of different. They saying you can't record until appellate court or trial. But that doesn't make no sense. I put it in anyway.
They showed you that law.
They didn't show me the law. They had a rule in the court procedure, how you do procedures in Florida, the civil procedures.
So you looked up the law.
I did look up the law, yes. Yes.
Now, so what they're saying is you're not in a real court.
Exactly.
They don't let you record in a fake court.
In the fake court.
Those,
that's what I was like.
They're saying is this ain't court of record. See, this is that
right.
That be that bullshit, because that's why we be wanting to we be wanting to move it out of that court to a higher court. You know what I mean?
And that's
so,
why I put everything on the record.
Yeah. All you do is put everything on the record, and then if you don't like the outcome, you put in the appeal. Because now that you got everything in there, when they see all of that at the higher court, they got to do what they got to do. You know what I mean?
Oh,
they got to follow them laws.
Of course, man. And that's why I got certified copies of everything. And I got copies. I sent it to the Solicitor General, the 5.1. Attorney General got a copy.
Mm-hmm.
The clerk got a copy. And the attorney's office of the county, I send a copy to everything, too. So I served everybody.
Right.
And, you know, man.
Good.
So, yeah,
good.
I'm going to come tomorrow, man. I just want to drop it on everybody. But peace
all
to
right,
the God,
let
man.
Us
much
know.
High
peace
battle,
to the God.
Peace.
Enjoy the new year. Everyone else, enjoy the new fiscal new year. That means it's time to start getting your money shit in play right now. Start executing your commerce, your money plan right now. This is time to start your commerce this year. Everything is beautiful. Everything is popping. You know what I mean? But anyway, I'm up out of here. This is your boy, Jonah Bay. I love y'all. Keep it moving. Peace to the gods. We out.